I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Starting at the end of September, the folks at Disney Cruise Line are no longer allowing passengers to bring hard liquor on board their ships. Passengers can still bring wine and champagne, even beer, onto Disney ships. But most cruise lines don't want to see any alcohol brought on board. Why? Alcohol is a huge revenue generator for the ships, and they don't want anybody freelancing. There are still some cruise lines that will let you bring liquor on board if you let them know about it. Why? It's called the corkage fee. You bring your own brand on with you, and then at dinner, they'll open it for you, and you'll pay that fee. What happens if you get caught trying to sneak hard liquor onto a cruise ship? Attention, all you spring breaker college kids. Some cruise lines even have something called a liquor retention team. That's right, they confiscate the liquor, put it in a locker, lock it up, and give it back to you at the end of the cruise. So much for the booze cruise. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.